Earlier today, Governor Maggie Hassan delivered her first State of the State address in Concord. Her remarks touched on a wide range of issues, including energy, infrastructure, and education. But the biggest news of the speech was a deal to expand the state's Medicaid program. NHPR reporter Todd Bookman was in Representatives Hall for the address and joins me now with a recap. Hi, Todd.
Good afternoon, Brady.
So let's start with the big announcement. This is the governor talking about the news from Senate President Chuck Morse and Senate Democratic leader Sylvia Larson.
They have agreed to the framework of a workable, realistic plan to extend health care coverage to more than 50,000 hardworking Granite Staters.
So a very big deal here.
Yeah, this news broke just before the governor began her remarks and is the result of a deal reached between both Hassan and Senate Republicans and Democrats. You'll remember, Brady, these talks broke down last November during a special legislative session, and the issues that sort of tore this deal apart really came over the timeline of expansion. GOP leadership in the Senate wanted to see all newly eligible recipients transition within a year into private insurance through the exchange that the federal government would pay for. Democrats really rejected that idea as unworkable, though they did get behind the idea of private insurance as an option. And we still don't have specifics on how this timeline issue was bridged, but this announcement by Hassan received one of the longest and certainly loudest applause of the entire speech.
And amid some of that applause, the governor told lawmakers, let's get this done. How long could it be before the state expands the program to an estimated 50,000 low-income residents?
Again, the governor's speech was light on details, but we do know that the bill, which hasn't even been written yet, should be coming out sometime next week. It will need approval from both the House and the Senate, and then it would still need the okay from federal health officials in Washington. That's because expansion using private insurance is not what the Affordable Care Act called for, and so this plan will need a waiver from the federal government. CMS, though, has already given the okay to a similar plan from Arkansas, so the question is likely when, not if, this will go ahead.
Now, the governor touched on a number of other issues and accomplishments in her speech. What else did she have to say?
Compromise was really the running theme throughout these remarks. And, you know, early on, the governor pointed to the bipartisan budget deal reached last summer, you know, as proof that Concord functions better than Washington, D.C. She also highlighted the state's rising export economy and overall rebound in the housing market. She touted some other initiatives, including a freeze in in-state tuition at state universities and community colleges, an expansion of broadband services to rural New Hampshire. But Hassan's speech also pressed for accomplishments she was denied last year, and that includes a casino that the democratically held House rejected in 2013. You know, with Massachusetts set to open a facility in the coming years, she cautioned lawmakers against letting $75 million in revenue go south across the border.
And that issue, as we know, is still far from resolved. Just today, there was heated testimony in the House on a new proposal for a casino bill, so plenty more to come on that. Todd, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.